Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when workers were working on the reflecting pool, I think I read that people came and vandalized their trucks and their equipment.
Oh, you think you read that somewhere. You're on live television. You think you read that somewhere. All right, everybody. We have a huge battle developing in Washington, D.C. between the Trump administration versus the Trump administration. The DOJ is currently directly contradicting Donald Trump's claims that there was a vandal at the reflecting pool who cut a 250-foot gash in it, and that Olympian David Hearn had anything to do with vandalizing the pool. In a court document filed by Jeanine Pirro, the D.C. district attorney, just yesterday, she admits that it was due to poor installation that all of these problems were occurring, but Donald Trump still disagrees. He just posted moments ago directly beefing with his own appointed district attorney for D.C. about the reflecting pool. Then the Interior Secretary, Doug Burgum, comes out and further attacks Jeanine Pirro, the D.C. district attorney, and it turns into this whole mess where half of the admin is saying one thing, but the people who are actually investigating it on the ground are saying that there was no such vandalism. So I want to break this all down for you because it is getting absurd. Even Scott Jennings just came out and said the administration looks terrible on this issue, but he himself seems to be guilty of spreading the same vandalism lies a few months ago. Let's break all of this down. It all begins in Washington, D.C. with the absolute destruction of a lot of our monuments. Here's the reflecting pool after it was drained once again due to green algae filling it to the top, due to ducks dying inside the pool, and due to an overall just bad smell, odor, and aura surrounding the reflecting pool after Trump tried to renovate it. Well, now we see the problem. Number one, those look like tire tracks on it because Trump did drive his presidential convoy through it. It also just looks to be a shitty painting job. You can see the streaks and the shitty painting job right here. As we continue to scroll through, you see that most of DC is being destroyed by this administration. You see right here, the West Wing of the White House in utter destruction. You see right here, the John F. Kennedy Center. Trump put his name on it and they now have to remove his name from it. DC just looks so trashy when Trump is involved with anything, and it kind of perfectly mirrors how his Truth Social feed looks today. I'm not joking. Trump has been posting dozens and dozens of manic photos on his Truth Social, like always, and these ones say Trump 2028. It looks incredibly trashy and AI, and they for some reason put Starry Night from Vincent van Gogh in the background there. It just doesn't make sense. He then posts Hello Greenland, and it's a photo of him grabbing Greenland again. His whole Truth Social is just trashy. Then it's 51st state, and he's trying to say that Venezuela is going to be the 51st state of the United States. Again, just imperialism as a joke. I mean, I get jokes. I like to make jokes, but this is just imperialism. This is not some sort of meme or joke. This is the president of the United States wanting to invade multiple countries that are supposed to be allies with us. I mean, regarding Venezuela, for example, they're going through an awful, horrific catastrophe right now because they had an earthquake hit them about a month ago, tens of thousands dead, and yet Trump wants to invade them. This brings us all the way to the reflecting pool, which this administration has lied about more than anything else in the entire Trump admin. I mean, listen, this is not the biggest lie they've told, as Jon Favreau points out. It's not one of the biggest lies, but it's definitely one of the most brazen lies they've been caught telling. There are bigger lies about election fraud that they've told. There are bigger lies about the Iran war. There are more important lies about the economy that they've told. But this is just such a perfect microcosm into how brazenly and how repeatedly, the Trump administration lies about these things. So this is a compilation of them all claiming that Trump's reflecting pool was vandalized. Well, just yesterday, Trump's own district attorney in D.C., Jeanine Pirro of Fox News, comes out with a court filing that shows the exact opposite, the United States of America, by and through its attorney, the United States Attorney for DC, respectfully moves to dismiss the indictment in this case against someone that they claimed was a vandal. For the reasons set forth herein, this case should be dismissed without prejudice pursuant to Rule 48 of the Superior Court. Based on the initial reports provided by the Department of Interior, the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia presented the grand jury with evidence the damage to the reflecting pool was caused by vandals, including the defendant in this case, David Hearn. However, it was not until the return of the indictment that the Department of Interior provided additional documents proving otherwise, that the pool was just botched. This says, charges dropped in reflecting pool case, as prosecutors say work was botched. A former Olympian will not face trial after he simply biked past the reflecting pool. They detained him and said that he was causing damage. They are now saying the damage was the result of a botched installation. Federal prosecutors on Friday said the contractors hired by the Trump admin had botched the renovation of the Lincoln Memorial Pool, leaving behind widespread damage in the pool's new blue lining. But if you continue reading, an extraordinary motion filed Friday evening, the U.S. attorney said she was seeking to dismiss a felony charge against David Hearn. In doing so, Ms. Pirro, a longtime ally of President Trump and a former Fox News host, by the way, directly contradicted the president's repeated claim that the reflecting pool's peeling liner was caused by people slashing its coating with knives. I mean, look, the whole entire administration tried to push this lie for months.
The vandalism is very real. Despite what Tim Walz wants to say, it's an imaginary problem. No, it is not. It's a very real problem.
Reflecting pool is so beautiful. They tried to destroy it. They cut it up with a box knife and tried to destroy it.
A lot of people, when this first happened with the pool, didn't believe the president. That there was vandalism. That's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case at all. In fact, I was at the reflecting pool yesterday. There not only is a vandalism that is reflected in today's indictment, but there is a cutting of the liner of the pool at the base of the pool.
By the way, that is Jeanine Pirro. That is the district DC U.S. attorney. And she is directly lying right here.
Liner of the pool at the base of the pool for several yards across the pool. And someone was intent on doing incredible damage to the pool.
The contractors who did the initial work with the reflecting pool, are they to blame for the current condition? Or is it
vandals.
But it peeled off. Why did that happen? Do you
It didn't peel off. There was vandalism. There was box cutters. There have been.
Now we know, according to official court filings, that it did indeed peel off. So after Jeanine Pirro came out yesterday with a court filing saying that it wasn't due to vandalism, Trump today comes out swinging against his own district attorney. So it says, I disagree 100% with Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, on the reflecting pool. I don't know what she was thinking. To me, it was pure case of vandalism. That includes the grass, which had a big 8647 written in giant letters on it, and other elements of the surrounding area. There may have been some contractor difficulty, but the major damage was caused by vandals. All right, this is a majorly different claim than the idea that someone put a 250-foot gash in the reflecting pool. He also concedes in this post, there may have been some contractor difficulty. If Trump is doing that, if he's saying that in the post, we know he's downplaying it, right? It confirms that there was absolutely a botched job done by contractors, and even right-wingers know this. I want to show you this clip of Scott Jennings last night saying the administration looks really dumb. But then I want to show you a clip of Scott Jennings saying that there was vandalism. Just look at these clips about a month apart.
So the DOJ now says it just didn't have additional documentation of that damage from the Interior Department until after the indictment was returned. Scott, do you have any concerns about a rush to judgment from this DOJ?
Yeah, of course. I mean, on this one, the administration looks like a monkey having intimate relations with a football. It looks terrible. And, you know, after everything that was said, this guy, he is owed an apology. And I don't know what the procedures are for it. But he ought to sue anybody that he thinks he can to get his name back. I have a strong reaction, to be honest with you, when people have their name drug through the mud. And that's obviously what happened here. So I'm glad the charges got dropped, but they don't have evidence. They shouldn't be trying to go to trial with something. So that's good that they admitted it. they dragged this guy's name through the mud. And I think at this point, also, the administration just needs to get the pool fixed. I think the impulse to fix the pool and make it nice is a good one. But it needs to get fixed and it needs to get...
Bro, they have been prioritizing this pool over basically every other issue facing the American people. The Iran war, still ongoing. Inflation, still ruining the pockets of Americans. Tariffs, not figured out, still ruining the pockets of Americans. Over and over and over, they have prioritized these dumb issues. And Scott Jennings has as well. Here's him about a month ago. Like, listen... I like what he's saying in the clip that I just played. It seems like Scott Jennings is having some sort of rational moment where he realizes that the administration went too far and drugged somebody's name through the mud, and now they are removing their indictment. They are dismissing their indictment. But dude, what does that say about you? It just says that Scott Jennings will go along with any narrative possible because this was him a month ago.
I haven't heard that, but I mean, I wonder what you make of the president's lengthy post tonight. Also attacking a reporter, for reporting on the condition of the Lincoln reflecting pool.
Well, regarding the vandalism, that's absolutely true. Somebody did vandalize the grass. Even when workers were working on the reflecting pool, I think I read that people came and vandalized their trucks and their equipment.
Oh, you think you read that somewhere? You're on live television. You think you read that somewhere.
That's absolutely true. Somebody did vandalize the grass. Even when workers were working on the reflecting pool, I think I read that people came and vandalized their trucks and their equipment. Look, you have people that hate Donald Trump so much that they would go out and destroy our national monuments, vandalize Lincoln Memorial, vandalize the grass. That's how broken brain.
You have some people that love Donald Trump so much, they will go on live television and repeatedly humiliate themselves in order to lie for the president. In this clip, Scott Jennings was fully onto this vandal train. He was just going with the administration narrative. There are vandals, and we are going to keep pushing back on these vandals. Now, it's becoming increasingly obvious it wasn't vandalism, and Scott Jennings is eating his own words. This is a serious problem in American politics, not just what Scott Jennings is doing, but the fact that the Trump administration takes all of their mistakes and immediately tries to blame it on the Democrats is very scary for the following reason. Just yesterday, we had a cyber attack on a bunch of water treatment plants in Minnesota and in seven other states. Donald Trump doesn't want to admit that he is failing to keep Americans safe as the commander-in-chief, so instead, he immediately blamed it on Tim Walz and the Democrats. He immediately said it was Tim Walz's fault. That is scary to me. The fact that we could have an actual national security crisis at some point and Trump will just blame it on the Democrats. Scott McFarland says, Flash, Justice Department seeks to dismiss Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool criminal case against former Olympian David Byrne. The Trump administration acknowledges, quote, damage to the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in June 2026 was the result of a flawed installation by the contractor. But then... The Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum, comes out and begins to beef with Jeanine Pirro by contradicting Jeanine Pirro. So then Doug Burgum comes out and says, the evidence is clear. Vandals have repeatedly caused damage to the reflecting pool. Some of these acts were even caught on camera. By the way, I just realized, I never asked if in this video, if you guys are enjoying this, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I'm currently on vacation, having a drink with my family, my girlfriend, really enjoying my time. And I decided to pop up here for a quick 15 minutes just to break this down. It's always, always worth it because I love spending time with you guys. So drop a like, subscribe below, and let's continue. The evidence is clear, says Doug Burgum, contradicting Jeanine Pirro. Vandals have repeatedly caused damage to the pool. Some of these acts were even caught on camera. We also provided the U.S. Attorney's Office expert and eyewitness testimony to the damage done by vandals and provided every piece of evidence they asked for. The reflecting pool is part of the Lincoln Memorial, dates back to 1922. Okay, here's what I think is actually happening here. I think there were a bunch of videos of people riding past the pool and dipping their hand in it. These videos went very viral. We saw all of them. They dip their hand in it, then they would get detained, and then they would ride off, and it would be fine. There's probably even a few people who tried to grab some pieces of plastic. I could believe that. But Trump realized very quickly that the contractors fucked up. So he is going to blame it all on vandalists, and Democrats. Then it goes to court. Jeanine Pirro believes the Trump narrative because she always believes Trump. They always believe whatever Trump says. And she's like, we will prosecute this guy. Then Jeanine Pirro and the attorneys begin to realize, wait a minute, it does seem like there was a really botched job by contractors. So then they're too deep in their skis or whatever. They're too deep into it. So Jeanine Pirro has to dismiss the entire lawsuit. She literally dropped the charges, and federal prosecutors said that it was contractors who ended up doing it. So now we're in the situation where Jeanine Pirro's lies that Trump told her come into friction with the reality of the fact that this case is never going to go through. So then Trump calls Doug Burgum for backup. Scott McFarlane of Midas Touch says, "Hoo boy, the Justice Department and the Interior Department appear to be openly arguing about the reflecting pool embarrassment." There is an open battle happening between one side of the Trump admin and the other side of the Trump admin about whether or not people vandalize the reflecting pool. And even just me saying that sentence right there kind of worries me. They have spent more time focused on the reflecting pool than they have the economy, inflation, even immigration. I don't want them touching immigration, so that's fine there. But they have spent more time talking about the reflecting pool than healthcare, than the price of the groceries, than any of the actual problems hurting Americans right now. And I find that to be disgusting. I made this video because I wanted to show you guys how much this administration lies about everything. Every single thing. I'm going to go enjoy my night with the family. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like, comment the blue heart, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It helps a lot. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.